News overnight, a woman's body found in Buffalo Bayou near downtown Houston.
Yeah, this makes the sixth body found in Houston's bayous in the past 2 weeks. Our Jalissa Garza is live near the University of Houston downtown with more. And Jalissa, this discovery of another body comes after days of online rumors and official denials that a serial killer is targeting people near the water.
Yeah, Devon, that's right. Earlier this week, our
I said, hey, let me go ahead and get anybody out of the newsroom real quick. We got a shortage of people that's on vacation, and we're going to go ahead and get who's up next, you. We're going to go ahead and get anybody out of the newsroom, and we're going to go ahead and put them on camera. Let me ask y'all a question before we get into this Houston situation, because you know me. This is a Millionaire Derailment Show, and we're going to get there today. But before we get there, we're going to have a conversation. Y'all not know that y'all about to be on camera? And don't give me that shit. Don't start telling me about, oh, no, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We need everybody here and all of this stuff. Do y'all not be knowing, you know what? Hey, listen, your shape not flattering. You're built like a plum that got a belt around it that's squeezing the juice out of it. Do y'all not know that y'all going to be on camera and they're going to do a full body shot? You knew that you was working to be an anchor, that you going to be in the field. You know what? I'm studying. I'm about to go to be on the job, get a job, be out there in the street. I got to do an interview by the Houston Bayou. Fast for the week. Take your, honestly, I don't think that some of these people take their job seriously. If you are going to be a developer, guess what? You got to study. You got to know your code. You got to continue to work outside of work to make sure that you have a knowledge base, that you have the most recent information when it comes to how it is. And I'm going to read the super chats. The Cash App Sue on this next segment. Y'all don't know that you got to go out and be in the field. You said, let me go and put on this form. And listen, let's say hypothetically you're working on it. You know what I'm saying? You decided, or listen, I'm going to get my life together or whatever. So you don't know what to put on to where you're not looking like a plum. All right, cool. Houston serial killer. Got it.
Crews were there at the press conference, as the mayor and the chief of police said there is no evidence linking the recent deaths near the bayous together, adamant that there is not a serial killer, despite the social media claims that have continued to circulate even after officials came forward to really put a stop to those claims. But even earlier this week, we spoke with people who came up to me as we were reporting, saying that they also were still skeptical. And now this morning, we have another discovery that's leading to more questions that we're already seeing online under our story this morning on Facebook. Now, here's what we know about what happened here last night. It was around 11:30. Police say they got a call about a person in the water near Commerce and Milam, just off the bayou, close to the University of Houston downtown. It was a group riding scooters that first spotted what looked like a body. Officers called in the dive team and they recovered the body of a woman. Her identity hasn't been released, and right now investigators say it's too early to know how she ended up there. There have been 5 bodies found in or near the water in just 1 week alone. So we pressed police this morning. Is there a connection? Here's what they told us.
No, at this time, there's no indication. There's nothing that would give us that indication.
Lies. There's all lies. So either it's two things. It's one of two things, all right? The first thing that it could be is that they don't want to, because listen, I've watched Dexter, I've watched Mindhunters, I get it. So they putting it out to their team and they saying, listen, if the media ask y'all if there's any connection, then say no. Why? Because they don't, A, want the people to panic, and B, it's a strong possibility that they don't want the killer to change their behavior because they onto him, but they don't want to give him any credit because according to the people over in Mindhunters, who was the FBI profilers, often at times killers and serial killers revisit the scene of a crime, right? I'm using my SVU, Crime Hunters, Criminal Minds, all of this stuff, you know? But it's not about, listen, Black is back. It's not about trusting cops. It's about the fact that they don't want to give the killer satisfaction, and they don't also want the killer to change up their behavior. And so it's easier for them to be able to catch him instead of the killer actually going over into a different place. You're telling me, if you telling me that there's no connection and every single person that they keep finding all this year, because we just started getting all of the visibility and the coverage because we've been connecting the dots, right? So you're telling me that they all just so happen to be women, because that's what my research is telling me. But we diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so they're not saying they found five women, six women. What they're saying is they found five bodies. Five bodies. So we now got a woke report where they're basically saying, hey, listen, it's been five bodies found. No, nigga, it's been five women that has been found. And they've been floating in the bayou. And people on scooters just so happened to drive by to see the body floating. And they called the police. And so they called the dive team to come and dig them out. Bruh, you're not going to tell me that bodies floating up in the bayou just so it ain't no wave, ain't no current, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing dragging them down. They're not drowning. They being thrown in there and dumped in there. And it's a serial killer out there on the loose doing some of the nastiest things ever. We pressed police and the police said, no, nah, that's no connection. So it's just random bodies floating up in the bayou and there's zero connection. Zero. How do we know this? How do we know this? Yeah, it's a connection. Niggas is taking up women and throwing them, dumping them in the bayou. What you mean? Y'all better be safe out here. Make sure you walk around in pairs. Nope. And I'm going to tell you why. Because cities are just as capitalistic as anywhere else. They don't want to ruin the possible tourism industry. They don't want people staying at home. They want y'all to continue to go outside and shop. And so they are willing to sacrifice 2, 3, maybe 4 more women before they catch them in order to make sure that they keep commerce and everything going the way that it was, because they don't want anything to jump off. They don't want to lose any sponsorships. They don't want to lose any upcoming visitor things. They want people to feel safe, go and stay inside of the hotel rooms. Make sure you walk down the river walking through the bayou. It's safe. You bait. Y'all didn't know that, huh, ladies? You bait. Y'all are bait. Y'all are being used to catch the serial killers. You are being used to catch a serial killer. You are to catch a serial killer. You are bait. Women don't even know that a lot of times they be knowing what's going on. They can't catch the person yet. Or sometimes they have a suspect, somebody suspected of interest, but they can't press charges because they don't have enough, or they can't arrest them because they don't have enough evidence. So they just try to track them around and follow them. And they wait until he grab you up. And then they're going to try to save you before he decides to dump you inside of the bayou. Y'all bait. You don't even realize it. You're bait.
Now, earlier this week at a press conference, as I mentioned, officials said the bodies found in the last week are just an unfortunate circumstance, noting Houston has 2,500 miles of bayous and waterways. And both Mayor Whitmire and HPD Chief Diaz reiterated that there is no evidence to suggest that any of these deaths are connected. The medical examiner does still have to determine the cause of death. Now, of the now six deaths in the past 2 weeks so far, only one person has been publicly identified, University of Houston student who was reported missing. Officials say a second person has been identified, but they won't release that name until they are sure that the family has been notified. Now, of course, we'll continue to follow this story throughout the morning and bring any updates as we work to learn more information. But Devon and Alona, I'm already seeing hundreds of shares of our post on Facebook. So many comments of people once again trying.
Hey, was this California raisin? Black men, listen, listen. I'm all about getting the bag and I'm all about doing what you got to do. Y'all can't let them shave your mustache. Under no circumstance do you let them shave your mustache. I know we got a serial killer on the loose in Houston, but whoever is the person that said, hey, man, you got to shave your mustache, I think you should take a stand. Don't let them take your stash, man. Don't let them take not my stash. No, dog, listen, I'm cool. Listen, because I had to take a respirator test when I was working at the steel mill, and they said, we got to shave your beard off. You got to shave your beard off so you can take a respirator test. All right, cool, whatever. I got to go get this money. Can I grow it back? Yep, you can grow it back right after you take the respirator test. All right, I got you. Don't let them take your stash. I didn't have to shave my stash, though. I didn't have to shave my stash. Don't let them let you take your stash, bro. Stand up for the stash. God. Your dog don't know who you are when you get home. Your girl starting not to like you because she don't like the way you looked without a beard.
To piece all of this together, it's hard to shake the rumors off. But once again, police and officials, even this morning, say there is no connection. Of course, we'll keep the conversation going. Coming up on KHOU 11 Plus. Reporting live in downtown Houston, Jalissa Garza, KHOU 11 News.
A lot of fear and concern making the rounds in the community.
Your voice don't even match your stash, nigga. Honestly, did you hear him? I thought he was going to, your voice, your, I thought he was going to have a high voice. And then you got the low voice.
Downtown Houston, Jalissa Garza, KHOU 11 News.
A lot of fear and concern making the rounds in the community with the.
You don't even seem like a normal person, bro. But there is a serial killer running around in Houston. Oh, shoot. There is a serial killer in Houston. Honestly, I told y'all that serial killers, I think that serial killers is everywhere, to be honest with you, bro. I assume that everybody is a serial killer unless they prove me otherwise. I don't want nobody coming around me talking about this, talking about that. Don't sit there. Bill Duke, I had an opportunity to interview Bill Duke.